Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Don Lund. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Grimek. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Steve Grimek. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is hit by the pitch. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty bunts towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to second. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to third. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dropo moves to second. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh takes first base on ball 4. Dropo moves to third. Niemann moves to second. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batts settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-0 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Niemann moves to second. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-1 in the game. Batts hits a line drive towards short. Bowling catches it and throws to second to double up Niemann. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-1 in the game. Lund hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Delsing moves to second. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimek hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bowling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-1 in the game. Umflett hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Keene fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Batts catches it and throws to second to double up Pearsall. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene moves to third. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Niemann is walked intentionally. Pretty moves to second. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bowling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-1 in the game. Parnell strikes out. Batts drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Parnell out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-2 in the game. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lund hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Gromek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromek is 0-for-2 in the game. Gromek hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox won, and the Tigers won. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Umflett hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0 for 2 in the game. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Keene moves to second. Walt Dropeau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropeau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dropeau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. Keene moves to third. Two outs. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene scores. Dropeau moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Del Singh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevens bunts towards the mound. Grimek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 3 in the game. Batts strikes out. One out. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lund takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Steve Gramek. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Keen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Herbert now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Singh. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling is walked intentionally. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Pesky pinch hits for Jerry Pretty. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Pesky moves to second. Sid Hudson now pitching. Walt Dropeau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropeau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dropeau strikes out. 1 out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Pesky moves to third. Boone moves to second. Al Kaline pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Bill Henry now pitching. Bud Sushok pinch hits for Jim Del Singh. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.